I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Turn the TV on.
Turn it off with my thick ass.
Do you turn the TV, dude?
My little thicky. All right. How are you, dude?
Good, man. I slept till 7 a.m. today. I'm feeling good.
Whoa. Sleeping in.
Full 7 a.m.
Lazy bones.
Full 7 a.m.
Must be nice.
I'll tell you what. It was. Today, woke up on the beanbag. Fucking...
You woke up on the bag?
Yeah. Maya wakes up at like 5 every morning, so I try to put her back down. If I lay on the beanbag, there's like a good chance she'll fall asleep, but I immediately pass out. So I just fucking wake up on a beanbag on my back, just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I look at the light through the blinds, and I'm like, fuck, it's still 5. I looked, it was bright sunlight. I was like, I made it.
That's awesome.
I made it till 7 a.m.
Damn, what are your sleeping hours like right now?
I go to bed at like, last night was a little late. It was like 10:30.
Yeah.
So I was kind of not happy about that. Went to bed at 10:30. I get woken up every 2 hours by the one baby crying.
And then, one baby.
Yeah, so the one baby's just fully crying, has a cold right now. So you just hear like,
yeah,
like a, you know, like a, you're like, oh, I hope it's breathing. But so it's like 10:30 to about 11. I wake up around like 11 usually. And then I fall back asleep till like 2. I get woken up again. And then I fall asleep till like 5. And then I wake up. And then usually I'm up, but today I got blessed. And I
you ever think about neglecting your children and be like, I'm sleeping?
Yeah, there's like little tools you can use where it's like, give them 5 minutes. If they put themselves back to bed, you can kind of get, which does work sometimes. Sometimes they're not fully awake, but there's some people like, give them a half an hour. That's like, eh.
I'm giving them a fucking half hour.
Dude, so here's what happens. People think that, and this is
nobody's waking my ass up.
Dude, you'll wake your ass up. Yesterday, I thought, I was like, let me just go down there and see what's up. Dude, I was like, I woke up. I'm like, all right, nice. It's 5 o'clock. We'll go back. I'm going to bring you upstairs.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's
always 5 o'clock somewhere, dude. I was like, let's bring you back up to our bed. That's the silver bullet, dude. They pass out. You bring them back up to mom. I mean, you know, mommy and daddy's bed is an absolute.
I mean, that's paradise until you're like, till you're too old.
True.
Till you're like 5'10". Till you're like 6 feet tall. You're
till
big. Until
you're as tall as me.
Until you're big, you're getting in that bed.
You got to walk under. You're too tall for this
ride.
Think
of having me. I was a big fucking kid, dude.
Oh, man.
I was big.
Just thrashing around.
Just being like 150 pounds. Being like, can I get in your bed? It's like, God.
That's what
it.
My dad claims about Billy. Billy was going in there. My dad claims that the day he felt Billy's stubble hit his, he was like, dude, get the fuck out. But dude,
you're gonna put smart on Billy.
That's my dad's story. We all, dude, there was a long line for mommy and daddy's bedroom.
Yeah.
But Billy was like towards the tail end of the family. So he got a nice tour in the bed. That was my dad's story. He felt the stubble. He's like, all right, bro, enough.
Yeah, it's time.
He smelled Billy's coffee breath. He's like, enough, dude. We were all terrified of the dark.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm like not terrified anymore as much, but Billy was terrified of the dark. I was terrified of the dark. I used to wake up in the middle of the night and just go around and systematically wake the rest of my family up and run back into bed. Because if I didn't mind the dark so much, I didn't like being the only one awake.
Mm.
If I was awake and no one else was awake, I was like, nah, this isn't
You're
right.
a menace.
I would wake up.
You're
go,
a nightcrawler. You would go room to just
room to room. Is fucking. I would throw stuff at people and they'd be like, huh? And I'd run back to my bed and be like, and I would fall asleep.
That's fun.
Just karma now that I'm experiencing. I'm saying another 5 grams. That DMT thing, I was like happy after that was done.
Really?
Yes, because I was like, I needed that. I needed a little fucking, a little spanking, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right. I've not been enjoying my day-to-day reality as much as I should be.
It's because day-to-day reality fucking blows, dude.
Doesn't have to, brother.
I mean, no, it's actually pretty sick.
It does feel
as cool as it's been.
Especially when you get ripped out of it, dude. When you get ripped out of it into like a fucking pink and purple room. With a fucking scary like snake guy staring at you, you're like, yeah, my day to day reality is pretty tight actually.
Better than this.
It's way better than this.
Yeah.
It was so overwhelming.
I'd rather be in the pink and purple room than moving at 7 a.m. when it's 95 degrees.
I love
with my pregnant wife. That is, bro.
Wow.
That is fucking wild. You're doing that.
Yeah, man. It was fucking. Here I am. I was fucking shattered, dude.
I'd be fucking livid.
Shattered.
I'd be the meanest dude ever.
No, I kept it.
One thing went wrong, I'd be like, go, just leave.
Yeah,
need to leave. I'll do this.
We did that for sure.
Just go somewhere.
That was today. I'm just like, leave me be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
And I'd be like, you're not doing anything. She's pregnant. She's a woman.
That's the thing. She gets.
I'm the one carrying all the big stuff.
Yeah, but you can't.
Leave me alone.
You can't. But then it's just like, I've been carrying a baby. They start doing.
Of course. Well, they're right.
I know. But. But it's like, she was hit me with that. I'm like, yeah, for sure. That's a baby. But like, dude, I just moved all this stuff. Look at all this stuff.
Yeah, this is heavier than that fucking kid, right?
40 fucking babies, dude.
Yeah. This is at least 40 babies worth of shit I just fucking carried in here.
In the heat, dude. Although, do you know if you grab a pregnant lady, I've learned this, if you take their belly and like lift it up for them, it's like an immense relief. Like they go like, oh my God. If you see a pregnant lady, really? Just grab her belly.
I'll reach behind her.
And you just go like this from the bottom. You just lift it like 2 inches. And they go like, oh. It's like if you're carrying a backpack and someone just like takes it off you for a second.
That's nice.
It's very nice. I lift her belly. Every now and again, I give her a nice fucking, I'll give her like 3 seconds. I'm like, all
right, that's really sweet. Wow. You're a little, sweet guy.
Little belly lift.
Shane, you got to do that. You got to sneak up on a lady in the park.
I'm telling you.
Give her a release. I'll get behind some women and start lifting up their stomachs.
I want to do it to another. I want to try it on someone else who's pregnant. Be like, can I lift your pregnant belly? Dude, you just fucking lift it?
I'd be fucking pissed if a dude asked my pregnant wife that.
Oh, I'd be, I'd be furious. So,
fucking freak. So, are you a fucking freak show? Dude, I told you this before. I remember when I was, when it was Fart McGuire, dude. And Slam and Sarah, they got me.
With bitch hips.
They were on the couch. I was laying on the floor in front of the TV. And I was laying on my side. Like a swimsuit model. And my bitch hips.
You're laying like a male bikini model.
Yes, and my bitch hips were very pronounced, I guess.
Oh.
And Slam and Sarah and Fart McGuire just had a field day on me. It was just, they were just taking turns. But bitch hips, yeah.
I mean, dude, the psychological warfare endured from two older sisters is, I can't imagine it, dude. Because it's like, I just got beat up by my older brothers, and that was the end of it. They were like, you fucking gay. And I was like, I don't think I'm gay. Yeah. But all right, guys, I appreciate if you didn't say that.
I got called gay throughout.
Yeah, but girls are like really good at tearing
and
you
they
up.
Were, yeah, and they knew what was tearing men apart that were 6 or 7 years older than me, because that's how old they were.
Jesus, man.
So I was getting hit with like, you know, what do like college dudes hate getting called while I was in like fifth grade? Like, wait, what did you
what'd they give you?
I mean, bitch hips was a rough one.
Yeah, Thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs is so funny.
Thunder
thighs and bitch hips.
This should be called Thunder Thighs and Bitch Hips Secret Podcast.
God, I'm trying to think where they got me on. They would expose me, like if they knew, like I thought I was getting away with jerking off in the shower, and they're like, "You're disgusting. Everybody knows what you're doing." Just the shame of like,
fuck. That sucks, because all my older brothers were also jerking off, so this was kind of like a skull and bone situation,
which is really disgusting to think about. Sosa and Mark, Sosa and Fart getting after it, but you know,
that's why you're counting their farts now. They were counting your beats, dude. Came, being like, you're at a perfect 500 for the spring.
I had a hell of a summer that year. I destroyed Maris's old record.
I still, to this day, every now and again, like, we're talking about you jerking off, and I have to confront the reality. This is America does not want to confront the reality of our dads jerking off like once every month, I guess.
I
2 months, dude, our dad's 60, still cranking. What have to.
I had to confront that at the laser tag.
True.
When I saw Phil's cum jeans.
When he had the cum jeans.
And I was like, wait, dads can't cum. I was like, this must be old jeans. Nope.
Yeah, man. Every now and again, for every listener, you know, you just saw your dad. Maybe you haven't seen him in a while. You went home and saw him. They're starting to get a little old. Still jerking off.
They're still J.O.
Have to.
Maybe right?
Even once a year. Imagine that, J.O.
It's good. Yeah.
Because I've been, God bless me for now. I've been off the porn, which is just, you know, it's personal choice. No, you know, I'm not judging anybody.
You'll fall.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to start doing.
I'm going to tweet when you fall.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. But dude, the problem is I've been so I'm like so ingrained in my day right now. That I just won't jerk off at all. So like a whole week, I've been doing like 7 days.
Yeah, I missed like 3 JOs once this week.
Dude, I've been holding in like
just being tired.
Really?
Yeah, it's been good.
That's what I think. I'm just so busy that dude, there's just no really.
I know you have a kid and you're working, but if I do one 45 minute Peloton,
that's it.
I'm exhausted for the day.
You can't come for 3 days. You're just Dick Cheney for the rest of the day. Well, it's like there's no good time because it's like I wake up in the morning. I'm not gonna like. I have my daughter. I'm not going to like put her down and like go jerk off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So there's no good time for that.
Oh, yeah, that's too. The kids have been over.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't jerk off when kids are in the house.
Exactly. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird too. I mean, you can.
You can.
But you got to be like in like stage 4 REM sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's like,
yeah, my, yeah.
You start getting disgusted. All the porn's like my daughter. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's
got to
be on complete silence. Yeah, if you have a kid, the daughter thing has got to be disgusting.
Or people get, or like, they get into it. But it's, I'm like, I'm watching it just like, Jesus, what the fuck?
Never. I can never.
Give me some yoga pants squirt, dude. That's all I want.
Yoga pants squirt.
Give me a yoga pants squirt and let me go to bed. But now it's like, I got like a sharp pain up in like my, you know, like epididymis area.
Take it easy over there.
But I'm digging in. I had a sharp pain. I was walking, me and Brittany were walking the dogs and Maya, and I just was like, oh, she's like, what? And I was like, I got a cum. She was just like, you serious? I'm like, I got a cum pain. And she was like, oh, it must be like my milk letting down. I'm like, basically, yeah. Because girls, when girls Man. Are breastfeeding, they're all of a sudden their boobs just go.
Love to hear you and your ladies' conversation. This is anything what they're like, where it's like, oh, I had a cum pain. Oh, it's like my milk tits. Yeah, I think so, honey. Back to walking.
Have my pipe.
Oh yeah, I never thought of it like that,
dude.
Never thought of my dick like your tits.
Huh. Dude, her when the baby is hungry.
It's a good thing we're parents. We're gonna raise this so smart.
When the baby's hungry, their tits hurt. Basically, like when I have to come, my dick, my epididymal region like hurts. Pretty much. Yeah. Like a mammary gland. But the dude. So I was like, dude, I hate to, you know, I
wow,
hate
Wow, that's crazy that that's how that works for a girl's tits.
Yeah, dude.
Like fucking
they'll tell the baby's
but hourly, they're like, oh, this is about when they would have to eat.
Yeah, so and they just go, oh, and they're like, give me her. She's hungry. Wow. The baby just, wah, wah, wah. Dude, it's fucking nuts. Wow. And the baby trains women on how much milk to produce. So the baby will take, and then your breasts will like just surge with milk. And then you'll be like, ah, you'll get like blue tits for a while. And then your body will be like, all right, we don't need this much, and slowly scale it back. But if you keep pumping and pumping and
so
pumping.
So gross, dude. Tits and milk is
it's good. It tastes good, though. It's not
you
bad.
You need to stop drinking breast milk.
It's not bad. It tastes like, dude, I had an idea.
That's a weird thing.
What, drinking breast milk? I'd have to taste it to make sure it's good when because I've been doing the bottles now, so I'll have to take a little squirt of it. I mean, obviously, that's probably why I look so big and like scary to my family when I'm home, all the HGH stem cells.
No, it's because you did Puerto Rican face.
I didn't do Puerto Rican face.
That's why you scared everyone at the family reunion. Everyone was so afraid of you. Because you had a chin strap beard. Everyone was so afraid.
Oh, my God. But yeah, man. That was the, I was like, I hate to propose, you know.
Oh, fuck, I forgot O'Connor's
some sort of
here.
Sexual activity. He's just chilling downstairs.
He's just sitting downstairs waiting.
Bring him up for the last 20 minutes.
No.
But yeah, that's kind of what was going on. It was, I was like, look, I hate to propose like a sexual activity to you, but I need you to release me. And that's it. And it was just.
You used your power.
I it's just like, dude, I swear to God, Bae's like this when you're like, look, dude, I'm off the porn. Not jerking off.
True.
You're my soul. I need you to
it's
do this.
It's actually kind of hot. That's getting me going a little.
Pretty tight, dude. It's awesome. But then again, I just lost track of it. And it was like, all right, dude, it's time. And it's, you know, it's a good day. They can appreciate you saving all. And then they get to verify, dude. I mean, I don't want to get grotesque. We're talking,
I know where you're
talking family stuff, but oh boy.
You're talking family stuff. You're talking about a fountain.
I'm talking about tablespoons, not teaspoons, bro.
Matt, you know what? This is the type of junk I hate. You're gross.
How am I gross?
You're gross.
I'm a dad who's trying to kick porn, dude.
You're sucking down breast milk, jizzing quartz. It's disgusting.
Maybe the breast milk is what. This is my.
If that's the case, just,
dude.
Million to rope out.
$1 million idea here.
Yeah.
Hear me out. So you know how there's moms that have babies. They get the babies taken away because they're on drugs and stuff. They're still producing drug milk. What do you say, dude? You bottle that stuff up. You bottle that stuff up. You get it's like you can just test it. Be like DXM, methamphetamine, coke. This one's PCP.
So you want to milk drugged out like
sell their milk and then use that money. Part of that money, obviously, we'd have hefty salaries to be a nonprofit. Use that salary to pay for their legal fees and their rehabilitation.
Oh, so it's good.
In a way, in a roundabout way. But we sell the drugged up breast milk to just like college kids.
Yeah.
Or teenagers, depending on who the market's looking like. Because remember, did you ever hear about people drinking pee? Who Jessa Reed used to talk about this, how she would be on meth and drink their pee. So it's got to be in the breast milk too.
It is in the breast milk, but.
I'm saying there's oil fields
or
kicking
we just
around.
Sell drugs.
Yeah, but dude, it's legal. You're allowed to sell drug-laced breast milk.
There's no chance.
You can't milk.
I promise you there are laws against selling breast milk.
No, I'm pretty sure you can.
You cannot.
You can give it away and have like a club membership kind of thing.
there has to anytime it's something weird that like a weird pervert would do, there's a law, dude. Somebody was against it and someone was like, no, you're not selling breast milk.
True. But I feel like that's a good workaround for drugs.
There's gonna be hippies, Jamie. I see you looking it up.
Is breast milk selling breast milk illegal?
Can you sell breast milk? I'm sure you can in fucking Oregon.
What's driving a lot of human desire is this idea of like quote unquote making it showbiz, blowing up. That's now tied to, I would say, what's devolved into a kind of toxic ideology. So people's innate human drives is being filtered through this weird new religion. And it, dude, it's going to fall apart. It's going to 100% fall apart.
Yeah, I was talking about it a little bit on stage, but I was talking about how it was about Harvey, not D'Elia. But I was like, people are like, I can't believe he used power to get pussy.
Yeah.
It's like, really? What do you guys think the point of power is?
Yeah. No, that's it.
What do you think people are doing?
Yeah. That's the essential point. And then it's like, dude, and nobody wants to talk about this again. I'll say it again. If any of my boys is a pedophile, I'm going to fucking come kill you myself. I don't fuck with that. I don't like that stuff.
It's absolutely on
site. But when the conversation moves towards like, you know, I'm trying to think of my boys. I would kill all my boys if they were doing any kind of pedophilic stuff. But to be like, oh yeah, like the other ones that are coming out where they're like, do you see the shit coming out where they're trying to say like, oh, this guy's cheating on his wife and they're doing that and they're doing this. It's like, I thought we're rolling up fucking pedophiles, dude. Now we're like, rolling up adulterers.
Yeah, adulterers.
Yeah, we're like.
Like, wait, he fucked all these chicks and didn't want to date them? Get rid of them.
Again, so it's like we've come full circle. We've been like, fuck religion, God's dead. You know, we're doing it. And then all of a sudden it's like,
and he betrayed the sanctity of marriage. Yeah, dude. Cancel him.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's insane.
Who knows, bro?
Yeah. How
are you doing? What's going on with
thriving,
you?
Thriving, bro.
Yeah,
thriving.
What's up? What have you been
every
up
day? I'll give you my day to day. This is the other thing, too. There's a whole, I mean, this kind of dovetails into my like whole idea of personal cognitive fusion where it's like, you know, your thoughts that just come through your head are just your thoughts. They don't define you. And then it's like, but then we have this thing that's the media where it's like, these are just stories and things that are happening. Obviously, you know, they have real life implications, obviously. But it's like, you also can totally push away from like media narrative and this whole idea and just focus on just killing it yourself.
Yeah.
That's all I've been doing, man. I've just been like doing the stuff I should be doing. Everything's been awesome. Everything's been going good. But as soon as I like try to touch this fucking like spiked barb that is like the discourse around like entertainment and politics, I instantly just walk away from it like, I got stung by a bee. My blood kind of runs cold. And I'm like, oh, God, what is that? It's horrible. Meanwhile, you can totally live a perfectly fine, fulfilled life and totally ignore all this shit.
Yeah.
So that's all I've been doing. I wake up every day. I play with my daughter. It's the most – I've been having – I tweeted last night, 2020 is kind of sick, actually.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it. It's good. I love that your podcast has my name in it.
I'm starting my own Twitter.
Every time you tweet something, I'm like, yeah, all right. Well, I guess I'm co-signing.
Well, what's funny –
I did, though. That was funny.
Well, what's funny, too, is like people were like, chill, you can't say that. And one guy was like, well, he just had a daughter. Like, that's a pretty momentous thing. So it's like – any belief now is being filtered through current events where it's like 2020 is actually pretty good. It's like,
what are you, racist?
You fucking racist. You love it. And it's like, no, I had a daughter. It's, you know, it's a pretty special.
What, you love the cops?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, it's and I think O'Connor's wrong on that. It's the thing that needs to happen where it's like, all right, we get all this, but let's try to take some of the emotionality. You have to take the emotionality out of this.
O'Connor's.
It'd be like, imagine if a surgeon. O'Connor's
wrong about what?
Of saying like you have to pick either side. It's like, no, it's bullshit. It's designed literally to keep people apart and kind of people.
Yeah, his is the lesser of two evils argument.
Bullshit. That is, we've gone from feudalism to capitalism. You can do another major shift. It just no one's sick enough to think about it. But you can even stay within capitalism and rearrange the political framework where you can be like, all right, like let's have a third party that people just stop being like, oh, what's the point? They're like, yeah, we'll just, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm out of my depth on that.
But dude, I walked yesterday morning. I walked down like nice 5 a.m. coming up to our bed. Let's go to bed. I felt her diaper. I'm like, oh, you got a dry diaper because we're potty training her. So I'm like, nice. She didn't pee her diaper. So I'm like, let's pop this down, take a pee on the potty. We'll go back upstairs. I go to pull her pull up down and my thumb just fully submerges in shit. Just all the way down. And I'm in a dark, because you don't want to turn on lights. So I'm in a dark room and the only sense telling me my thumbs and shit is my touch. And I just go, you feel almost like the granules. You feel almost like on a grainy level.
Yeah.
Just on my thumb. And then it's like, it's
Is it always a fucking slop pile? Do babies ever take like a decent dry log?
Once they turn
they would drop logs. Yes.
They start doing logs that protrude out of their pants. It's so funny. Because you're like, we were on the playground the other day. I was like, are you shit? Because they'll like get real weird. Yeah. They'll slink. She slunk off. And I'm like, are you going poop? And she was like,
no.
They always go, no. And then it was just a literally Pinocchio nose sticking out of her butt. I'm like, dude, come on. This is a lie.
Kids love denying turds.
Oh, big time.
My nephew will go. He likes to shit in other rooms.
Really?
So he'll sneak off to another room and just shit his pants and then come back in.
Like, what's up?
And everyone will be like, what did you just do?
Nothing, man.
Nothing. I was just over there.
Just chilling.
I wanted to check out that room. I wanted to see what was going on in the dining room. I wanted to stand under the table in the dining room.
Just see what's up.
Just stand.
I don't know why I stand the shit. Oh, dude. Just stand a little bit of torque action on the belly.
Engage the core. Engage the core. Crap.
Dude, their eyes just fucking go.
Yeah, they go fart eyes.
It's crazy.
It's the same face you always make. Your face, dude, all of your attention's at your ass.
It's so funny thinking they can hide it as a little kid, just being like, all right, I'm going to dip out real quick. Yeah. I don't feel like having them pull my pants down and wipe my ass right now. I'm going to shit, keep it cool. No one's going to know.
Have you been? I'm going to pull this off. I'm about 0 for 1,000 on this. Today's the day I pull it off and no one notices. I'd like to neglect kids if I had a kid.
Yeah, that's
I'd leave them on the floor.
I was talking to my chiropractor. I'm like, dude, it's two paths. You just fucking.
You're just chatting with your chiropractor?
Yeah, I was chatting with my chiropractor. We're talking. He grew up on a resort town at the beach. Like, so he grew up doing beach resorts.
So he become a chiropractor.
Yeah, and he was saying, putting sweat on chiropractic basis?
Yeah, that shit's fake, bro.
What are you talking about, dude?
I have no idea.
You should read The Binder in his office.
I will.
It's a lot of good facts. There's a binder. You walk in, you flip through. It's like, did you know chiropractic works very well? And you're like, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Do you know this shit's not fake? That's always a nice sign when you enter an office. Be like, yo, this is real.
Dude, I'm telling you, it works. I got to adjust. They have beef of PTs. PTs and chiropractors are fucking...
Yeah, they trash each other while they're working.
Very oppy between PTs
and chiropractors. The ops are outside. It's getting oppy outside. I just checked the weather.
But no, he was talking about the dangers of when your job is nothing but fun and games. So he knew... Yeah, well, everyone he knew. Dangers. That's what he was talking about. And I was saying how, yeah, when you have kids, especially doing, like, you know, you're a fucking legendary podcaster. I was like, it's all fun and games.
When you become a broadcasting legend the way you have... It's all fun and games. It's fun time. It's time to dick off with my friends.
It's fun and games. And it's like, I was like, dude, you have to go. Do I keep? Because he was talking about his daughter who's like 28. And he was like, yeah, man.
28.
Or I guess 28. But she was like the age where women start to kind of want a family, his words, but they're still getting hammered all the time.
Yeah.
Now he's like, that's a tough time. He's like, do you keep the party going or do you have a family? I'm like, got to pick one or the other, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, or you have a family and keep the party going.
Or you keep the party going, and then you end up with some party animals. Yeah, exactly. Then you give birth to some true party animals.
That's life of the party.
That's exactly. They end up on K&A.
That was pretty quick. Oh, dude,
sure. Those are party animals.
Big time.
Holy shit.
Animal. Yeah. That's animal for the Muppets, dude.